Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescue crews have halted their operations in Baltimore at the site of the now-collapsed Key Bridge. Six construction workers are still unaccounted for, and officials say now presumed dead. The Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg telling ABC News that the bridge couldn't withstand the intensity of that cargo ship's impact.
I can't weigh in or speculate on anything related to the investigation. What I do know is that the force of this ship is almost unimaginable. This is a vessel that was about 100,000 tons carrying its load. So 200 million pounds went into this bridge.
The NTSB is on the scene. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and possibly deport migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. will remain on hold for now, the 2-1 ruling coming late Tuesday from a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. One lucky ticket holder winning Mega Millions last night in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News. Nearly 800 million people around the world are facing chronic hunger, and yet the world is wasting over a billion tons of food a year. That in a new report from the UN, the waste in 2022 amounting to nearly 20% of all the food produced around the globe. Plenty of people are excited for next month's total solar eclipse. Among those not so thrilled, electric companies in Texas.
Solar panels are an increasingly important source of electricity in this state. The darkening of the sun will cut solar power production to less than 8% of its total potential in Texas alone. The operators of the state's power grid anticipate backstopping the shortage by purchasing electricity from other sources going into April 8th.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. The eclipse will sweep across the country, some sections of it anyway, from Texas to Maine. And a new way to satisfy that sweet tooth on its way to McDonald's. A new deal will put Krispy Kreme donuts on McDonald's locations in certain locations. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th at the Big Bear Lodge, it's Dick Verbsky's Disadvantage Adventures 7th Annual Indoor Fishing Contest. Just purchase a fishing license for $5, sit on a warm bar stool, have a couple of drinks, and win prizes for just ordering a drink. The fishing contest starts at 11 a.m. with weigh-in at 4 p.m. The grand prizes are an over-and-under shotgun, a 65-inch smart TV, a pellet smoker slash grill, a 410 shotgun, and a Rough Rider 22 pistol.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee in five-serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
At the start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. Then Lee, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, fractured his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with a hand specialist.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
It is. It's not warming up at all. 25 is what they're telling us, but the snow is coming down crazy out there right now. Our tickets are gone. We gave away both pairs of tickets, so congratulations to our ticket winners. We'll do this again. I think our next game we have is for later in April, so we'll probably do that next week or the week after. And we always like to do this if you're new to 98Q Country. As a Brewer affiliate, we are allotted some tickets for several of the games throughout the year. And we just randomly on the morning show, even with Gray in the afternoon, we'll make some of these tickets available to you for free to get you down to AmFam Field to be a part of the whole thing. Now, if you have, if you've always thought about going there and never been to a Brewer game, and the reason why you don't go is because it's so far and you get in, you know what it's like when you get into Milwaukee, the traffic. If that holds you back, we're doing a Brewer bus trip where you don't have to worry about driving. You just hop on the bus, get on the bus, Thursday, July 11th, and we'll take you down there. Your next step off the bus will put you right in the parking lot, right in front of beautiful Miller. I'm just going to call it Miller Park. right in front of Miller Park, AmFam Field. And we'll watch the game, have a good time. You know, maybe you'll have a little snow cone or cotton candy, whatever you want to do. I'm sure it'll be a warm July day, Thursday, July 11th. And it's just it's a fun day. It's a fun day. We get there early. We get there an hour, hour and a half before game time. So you can kind of relax and, you know, take in the ballpark, walk around it. And then after the game's over, we come home. We're usually home by, you know, 9, 9:30, 10, somewhere in there, depending on how long the game goes. And the cost is $110. That includes your infield box ticket. You are field level. And includes your Krug tour bus ride. We've been using them for many, many years down and back. And parking is included in that, too. So 54 people on the bus. And that's it. We're just going to take one bus. And Big G will be the host of it. If you have any questions, give us a call. Or if you want to sign up, you can call us and you can pay for it in person or credit card, whatever you want to do, 715-762-3221. And the first 54 people to pay for the spots, and then we're good. We're going to go July 11th. And again, Big G will be the host of that big event. I don't know if you know, but Sierra Pacific is hiring crew members for various shifts. They offer flexible schedule and great benefits, too. You can choose between four-day, 10-hour shifts with the possibility of Friday overtime, and a weekend shift where you do three 12-hour shifts. Enjoy competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join them at Sierra Pacific and start helping the world see clearly. Apply in person, Medford or Merrill, online, spi-ind.com/career, Sierra Pacific. Is an equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and also veterans. We have nothing today. Tomorrow we got Brewers at noon and then Bucks tomorrow night, and then the Brewers season kicks in, and we'll be kind of bobbing between Brewers and Bucks here for a few games. And once the Bucks hit the playoffs, you know you'll hear the playoff games right here on 98Q. And you can check out our complete sports schedule, as always, at 98QCountry.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold heart.
Rhett Riley Green there with Half of Me at 98Q Country at 12, make it 13 past 9 o'clock. Snow continues out there. Be careful. Roadways are a little bit slippery, and plows are all moving stuff around. And Ron made it. Ron Nemeth, Nemeth Implement. Ron, you made her. You made her up, Ron.
Yes, I did.
Highway 13 and a little bit slip, a little bit snow covered there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so he made her with stories to tell that he can tell his friends and family. But good to have you here, Ron.
Thank you.
Nemeth Implement down in Stetsonville. And, you do have snow blowers, Ron, if people want one today, right?
We got a full stock of snow blowers right now. Yep.
Yeah, we got people are going to be stocking, packing away some of those snow blowers for next year. What a bizarre year, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Yep.
Yeah. Snow blowing, I think most people brought out their snow blower for the first time, right?
Yep.
This past week.
Me as well. I was snow blowing yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about the springtime here, because the snow is going to melt next week. So we're going to get out. We're going to feed some of those critters out there. You got some of the plot feeders available for folks, right?
Yep. We have the Casco food plot seeder on hand. You can plant sunflower, corn, soybeans, all the way up to your rage and alfalfa and clover. You can plant everything. It's a no-till food plot seeder.
Okay. All right, so that's something they can see at Nemeth Implement. And what else this time of the year? What typically are people coming and looking for once spring rolls around? What are they after there?
Usually in spring, they're starting to think about getting out and getting busy in the woods. So a lot of log grapples or log winches. We have all sizes. And, of course, compact tractors. They got to be able to get out there and get their jobs done.
Got to have the tractors, yeah. Now, for folks who are hearing about Nemeth Implement maybe for the first time up here north, give us a radio visual of your business there and kind of what you guys focus on for the people who don't know.
Well, we're a historic Alice Chalmers dealer, so any Alice Chalmers parts you need, you pretty much have what you need. We're also a full-line Bobcat dealer. Bobcat skid steers, tractors, lawnmowers, telehandlers, everything Bobcat. And then we also sell the Mahindra tractors, ranging from 23 horse all the way up to 75 horse.
Okay. All right. A little bit of everything there. You said the historic Alice Chalmers, all the parts. Are they making Alice Chalmers anymore?
Alice Chalmers parts are still made. Okay. AECO Corporation decided to discontinue Alice Chalmers, but AECO still makes the Fendt and the Gleaner combines and the Massey tractors, which was originally Alice Gleaner Company. It's kind of funny that they don't have Alice Chalmers anymore.
Okay, yeah, but the parts are still out there for them.
Oh, yeah, we have $1 million in parts easily.
Do you find that people have that special place in their heart for the older style tractors and stuff, and they do everything they can to keep them going?
Yes, absolutely. It's a kind of a known fact down by us, but we're also a Steiner dealer. So if you ever buy Steiner parts, you can buy them right at Nemeth's Implement for the same price you see in the catalogs. If you stock order, there's no shipping. We sell all the Steiner parts for John Deere, Minneapolis, Moline's, Oliver's, whatever you got.
Yeah. So when it comes to getting stuff for your tractor, fixing your tractor, you guys are the place to go, you're saying, right?
I would say so.
For your basic tractors. Now, what about some others? You mentioned snow blowers, but what about some other smaller type Bobcat stuff and stuff like that? What about that stuff?
Well, you got snow pusher box blades. You got big buckets, big snow buckets. We got 100-plus-inch, 3-cubic-yard snow bucket for your skid steer. Okay. You may not think that you can handle that big a one, but when you're pushing snow, then you just get to the pile and roll it over.
Yeah, exactly. And the technology in this field, as we mentioned last time here, but I want to talk a little bit about that. It continues to just get better and better. Machines are safer, and it's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Oh, the technology's crazy right now. We actually have a customer out there, and you can buy this technology, of course. He can literally sit in his living room and snow blow his yard with his Bobcat skid steer on a cell phone.
Sit in your, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But that's no fun. You got to be out there, right?
I kind of agree with that. Yeah, I'd rather be out there.
Yeah, you can do it, but yeah, it's got the technology is cool, but yeah, you got to put on the clothes and go out and do it, right? Yeah, that's yep. Part of it.
Nice heated cab.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. The cup of coffee tastes better afterwards when you've been out there. And you guys are on Facebook too. You have a little fun with What Is It Wednesday on Facebook, right? Talk a little bit about that if you could.
So What Is It Wednesday was an idea I came up with a few years ago, and we kind of reinvigorated it this year. So What Is It Wednesday is a little game we like to play on Facebook. We put a part or product on there, usually always just a part. And if you know what the part is, or even if you're close on guessing what it is, you can get major discounts on your next purchase, whether you call in your purchase or come into the store and make your purchase. I believe you can get up to 10% off, up to $100 every week. All you got to do is know what the current What Is It Wednesday item is.
Yeah, so check that out on Facebook. I'm sure you have some unique guesses and some unique back and forths between the people on there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they're really easy and sometimes it can be a little bit tricky, but we just like to know that you're following us and watching on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, so as we get into spring here and making your way through the mud and getting into summer, it's good to know you got place like Nemeth Implement that can help you out. If you got a tractor that's been sitting behind the shed for a while and you've always dreamed of it running, there you go, right?
We can definitely help you out.
Yeah, because they go, well, I'll just ask you this question. I might know the answer, but why do tractors, I mean, we got tractors from the 30s and 40s people are still using on their farms. Why do they last so long? What makes them so durable, I guess?
Well, as we all know, products were made more durable back then. And with a little bit of maintenance, they can go a long ways yet. And a lot of people don't like to see them leave because, for me, that was the first vehicle I ever drove was a tractor. And most everybody kind of grew up learning how to drive on a tractor.
Yeah.
And they want to see that heritage continue.
Yeah, exactly. And, you got the structure, the frame of the whole thing, but as far as, you know, keeping it going, as far as the power and stuff like that, I don't want to say they're simple machines, but there's a lot of people that kind of figured it out and kind of can do that themselves too, right?
Absolutely. We also have a full service staff there with more experience than I care to measure.
Yeah.
That know just about every problem you're going to run into.
Yeah. It's nice to know that folks have a place when their whatever they got going on at their hobby farm or farm breaks down, you got a local place like you guys, Nemeth Implement, where they can get the part, you know, probably a lot of times right away today. You got it in stock a lot of times.
We
right?
have a lot of lots of parts in stock.
We have a expand on that a little bit, Ron, if you could. You say we got a lot of parts, so give us a visual, shed wise, supply wise. You stress the word a lot.
Well, we have two warehouses with parts, not to mention the parts that are inside the building. I just did my balance sheet yesterday. $1.123 million in parts.
Holy cow.
So, yes, we have parts.
Yeah. So
I can't say we have exactly what you need, but we try.
Yeah, it's nice to have that available right here. You can check them out on the web. They're right there, Stetsonville, just off Highway 13, right?
Yep, on the south end of Stetsonville.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Nemeth Implement, Nemeuth. If maybe you've... Maybe you've just moved to the area. Maybe you've got a little hobby farm, and maybe you want to plow your own snow and stuff. I mean, you guys are the ones to talk to get whatever it is, big or small, that they need to make it happen, right?
Yeah, we can line you up with whatever product that you need or any product that you want.
Yeah, or fix up the old one that came with the shed in the back of shed there.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how people... My brother lives over in Amory, Osceola, and that's kind of been his hobby, as buying and fixing up old tractors. And that is a passion of a lot of people, isn't it? They see an old tractor on the side of the road, they buy it, and then it's their project for a while, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just tractors either. It implements old balers and old chisel discs and other products. They're starting to restore those.
Okay.
And we can help you with the decals, even on your old implements.
Oh, really?
Old John Deere decal on that old mono plow. We actually can get you the decals for that machine.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, Ron, anything else we missed at all?
I think we pretty much covered it this morning. Right. Stay safe out on them roads. It is very slippery out there.
Yeah, it looks like it stopped snowing a little bit, but Ron will be headed back south down to the Stetsonville area. So check him out on Facebook. Like him on Facebook. That's Nemeuth Implement. have fun with that Wednesday, that What Is It Wednesdays with Nemeth Implement.
That's a great contest.
All right, Ron. Thank you. Good to see you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. More Reality Radio at 922.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin, I'll kill off on the party. Nice. Let's say most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My grape is always stocked. It's our party.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Oh, dear. Joel Karnick has been at 98Q Country Morning Show host for 25 years. Congratulations, Modir Nutrition, located on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your tasty, healthy alternative to lunch or an afternoon snack.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the weather, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change plus. The promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Wielowski Ball, CPA and Phillips, for all of your bookkeeping and accounting needs. 715-339-6985.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
What do you listen to?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
For listening.
98Q Country.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking? thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive. Girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Is like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head?
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Proud of that little old
got some slippery roads going on with that snow falling, and precipitation will end here, and hopefully we'll melt off some of the snow. If we can get that sun to at least make a little bit of a glimpsey appearance through the clouds, it'll help to melt off those main roads. But they are slippery, and the road crews are out there moving stuff around. Today's amazing, interesting, fascinating fact. I was going through this just a little bit ago, and my jaw dropped a little bit. Did you know the title of the title? I'm not going to go through all of them, but it talks about insider industry secrets. And the very first one was, did you know that claw games, you know what I'm talking about? You put the quarter in, you hit the button, you move the thing, and then the claw goes down, and you're trying to get that stuffed animal that you want, but you know it's probably going to end up at Goodwill. So the claw games, they're not just rigged, they are adjustable. I know, I know. If you've ever gotten a toy out of one of those coin-operated claw machines, good for you, because it's not easy. It's rigged. It's rigged to be a lot harder than it looks. So the machine is designed to have a strong grip for only part of the time. So that moment of joy when the claw hooks on to your favorite plush animal, immediately followed by the disappointment when that same animal falls back into the crowd of stuffed animals on the machine floor. It is absolutely by design. And the machine's owners can actually adjust the claw's strength and how often it drops the prize. In one popular machine, they can even input their desired profit level and have the machine adjust the claw automatically. So basically, if they haven't had a winner in a long time, it'll adjust and make it a little bit easier. If they've had a couple of winners, it'll adjust it the other way. Some, not all of them, but some of them do. Oh, I'm so mad at claw machines right now. I just, I've had moments. I had a twofer moment once. I had, my wife will attest to this, a moment where I put a quarter or 50 cents, whatever, into a claw machine, and I got two stuffed animals with one claw. It was one of the most amazing days of my life. But the, well, maybe not. That might be a stretch. But for those of you who have been frustrated for many, many years by the claw machine, it's not you. It's them. It's rigged. Oh, man.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard to reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lynn Stunkel, a complete rain gutters. Ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Join us for another exciting Heckman in-house auction happening this Thursday, March 28th at our auction house in Phillips. The first lots close at 7 p.m., followed by many more. Preview everything beforehand from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at our location at 176 North Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. Explore over 900 fun and unique items, including beer signs, arrowheads, artwork, a slot machine, ammo, firearms, and much more. Visit the auction house or view online at heckmanauction.com. Don't forget to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Indulge in perfection at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. From rich espresso to mouth-watering sandwiches and scones, we've got your cravings covered. Need a sharp look? Rent a tux and strut in style. Stop by now on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls for the ultimate hometown experience.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. Fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I drive.
waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We can stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but your looking lights ain't turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sunset, sunrise tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. You got me drunk on your love. We're making every letter. If you gon' kiss me like you kiss me, make it last forever. Cause you're the king size high.
Coming out, Chase Matthew. It's called Love You Again at 98Q Country. Hey, inside Bader Sports Center in Phillips, don't forget they've got that burnt elk custom log decor and metal art too. I'm going to check that out when you're at Bader's. Tell you what, I'm a little bit off right now. I'm a little bit mad actually about this whole claw game thing being rigged. Oh man. All right, I need to give you another one because I need something else to replace that frustration. Some insider industry information for you that other people may not know. Did you know that sometimes a grocery store brand is the same as the name brand? You've thought of this, right? There's some products that you have the name brand and then you have the cheaper store brand and you're like, well, that tastes the same. Well, there isn't a single factory that makes everything, Trader Joe's or Kirkland's or whatever main store. Products typically come from a third party vendor before the label gets stamped on it. Now, these products made by one company and branded by another are called private label products. And sometimes store brand products are made by companies that mostly make store brands, but sometimes they come from more expensive name brands or from suppliers that also supply name brand items. Let's talk about Wonderful Pistachios and Trader Joe's Pasta Chios are a couple of products. We don't know those because they're not around here. So what I'm trying to say, bottom line, is we've often kind of thought that, well, cheaper store brand, that tastes like the main thing. I'm not saying it is made by the same company, but I'm saying it happens. Insider industry info. I got some other ones we're going to share later in the week. Furniture. Don't even get me started on furniture. So we'll talk about that later in the week. I hope your day is fabulous. We're going to take a little breather today. We're going to bring you some Brewers tomorrow. It's supposed to rain in New York, but we're hoping we get that in with a noon start. And then Bucks later tomorrow night. We've got another text to win keyword of the day. You could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista, win one of our two grand prizes, which includes bikes, 3-in-1 blender, outdoor furniture. John St. John, he's very excited about this keyword of the 10 o'clock hour because I think he just learned how to spell it. We'll get to him next. John St. John, Gray is in after 2. Hope your Wednesday is absolutely fabulous. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dark. Till the week's
she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.